I hope you like Seinfeld, and this is all very exciting. And I'm always happy to do that celebrity thing, too. But the truth is, it's nothing about what I am and what I do for a living. This is really just about citizenship.
It's not lost on actor Jason Alexander that his celebrity is helping draw crowds at campaign events for President Barack Obama. Alexander is more widely known for his portrayal of George Costanza, a main character on the TV sitcom Seinfeld. He's also one of several celebrities touring the country to get as many people to vote, especially in toss-up states. And one of Alexander's more recent campaign stops is college campuses in Florida, including Florida State University in Tallahassee. He says it's crucial young voters early vote, and he talked about how these same young voters can help persuade other voters, even among their family members.
Keep talking to them. I brought my dad over from the dark side a long time ago. It can be done. Here's a good tip. Don't start with you're wrong. Don't start with you're an idiot. Start with what's important to you. And as they start to tell you what's important to them, you will see, for the most part, their selfish best interest is better served by our policies than by the ones they think are going to help them. It's just a rational conversation. You can actually guide them to see the light.
The Obama campaign is not the only campaign utilizing celebrities. The Mitt Romney camp is, too. Even during the Republican National Convention in Tampa, one of the most talked about moments of the convention was actor Clint Eastwood's performance with an empty chair, which was supposed to be Mr. Obama.
I wondered about, when the, what? What do you want me to tell Romney? I can't tell him to do that. That can't do that to himself. You're absolutely crazy. You're getting as bad as Biden.
But not everyone's been laughing with Eastwood. Take black actor Charles Dutton. At a recent stop in Tallahassee to promote a national campaign about allowing ex-felons to vote at a nonpartisan event, Dutton blasted some of his conservative celebrity colleagues.
When you get idiots like the idiocy of Eastwood's demonstration that day, the singer Hank Williams Jr., when you get those kind of people representing your party, calling the president every name imaginable, why do you think African Americans don't want to lean in that direction?
One black actress who is now leaning in the direction of the GOP is actor from the 90s show Clueless, Stacey Dash. She voted for Mr. Obama last election, but recently on Twitter she announced to her followers that Romney is, quote, the only choice for your future. Soon after, she was criticized for her views to the point of receiving death threats. And in a recent interview on CNN's Piers Morgan Tonight, she addressed her critics.
I really don't understand the fury. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Were you shocked? Were you saddened?
Yes, I'm shocked, saddened, not angry. Saddened and shocked. Really shocked. But you know what? You can't expect everyone to agree with you. And it's my constitutional right to have my choice of
yes.
who I want to vote for, but for president.
And I feel and very strongly you should
yes.
be allowed to have it.
And I chose him, not by the color of his skin, but the content of his character.
In addition to Twitter, celebrities are taking to using more traditional media to get their political views across to the public, like web videos. That includes Walker, Texas Ranger star Chuck Norris. Here's a part of an ad he and his wife released in September titled, Chuck Norris's Dire Warning for America.
We know you love your family and your freedom as much as Gene and I do. And it is because of that we can no longer sit quietly or stand on the sidelines and watch our country go the way of socialism or something much worse. We're at a tipping point, and quite possibly our country as we know it may be lost forever if we don't change the course our country is headed.
Celebrities come in all shapes and forms, and one who was injected into the election unintentionally is Big Bird. That's after Mitt Romney mentioned him during the first presidential debate, saying he'll stop the subsidy to PBS, even though he likes Sesame Street's Big Bird personally. The Obama campaign has since started running ads with the comment, but the executives who run Sesame Street has asked the campaign to take down the ad since Sesame Street is, quote, nonpartisan. As of Thursday, the Florida Department of State reported that Floridians have cast more than 147,000 absentee ballots in the presidential race. That's out of about 2 million Florida ballots that have been mailed since Thursday. And now that the voter registration deadline has passed, both Obama's and Republican challenger Mitt Romney's campaigns are focusing on winning as many votes as they can in Florida. That means there could be more celebrities in store for Florida's future leading up to the election. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.